Blog Talk Radio.
If I live right, heaven belongs to me. 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 If I walk 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 right, heaven belongs to me. If I live right, heaven belongs to me. If I live right, heaven belongs to me. I say heaven, heaven belongs to me. I say heaven, heaven belongs to me. Amen, amen. If I walk right, if I live right, heaven belongs to me. How about you today? Heaven, heaven, heaven belongs to me. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose, and I praise and I magnify God for it on today. For years, some years ago, the Lord told me who I am. I am a customer service agent for Jesus, and what I do is service the soul. So that's what this broadcast is all about. It's about servicing the soul of man, by encouraging you to come on, bring your lives on up, and be encouraged in the Lord. Don't you want heaven to belong to you? Yes, I know I do, and I am working. I am working. I am laboring for that very thing, that heaven will belong to me. I want to hear God say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." So I praise God on this afternoon. I praise God for you being here with me, for listening in, and just going along with me to see what the Lord has given me to encourage you with on today. Yes, yes, yes. So, I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. I practice the God habit, and I like to say, so I don't have to worry about bad habits. So my mind is not occupied in what that I did this wrong or did that wrong. I just stay caught up practicing, living God's word, dressing in his word. He said he designed his word just for us, his unique word, and he made us unique. So the word, God's word, for us to live by, for us to practice and get to know him better, ooh, as we practice and live it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You got to practice it to live it. Oh, my God. And he said, oh, taste and see that he's good. Oh, I tell you, we had a preacher on Sunday, Elder Tex out of Killeen, and he talked about and gave examples of how good God is. He said he's better than Coke. Coca-Cola said he's the real thing. But how many of you know who the real thing is? Amen. And then he said he's better than Campbell's soup. And you've heard me say before, Campbell, they only get a good. But with us that have tasted of the Lord and see that he really is good, he's more than a He is good. So he's better than just a good. God is good, and thank him that we know that we're tasting and we're yet tasting, because this is a taste test. This is a taste test till we go to sleep in him and wake up in his presence. Yes, yes, yes. All right, so today we are talking about heaven or hell. The choice is yours. The choice is yours. The choice is mine. And everybody, the whole world, the choice is ours, because God, he opened up the, he laid the foundation, and he opened up the way. What more could he do? The choice is now with us. It's for us to make the choice. Will we live or will we die? Because saints don't die. Saints go to sleep. The believer, we go to sleep. So will you live or will you die? And then where will you spend eternity? Ooh. So I'm working for my crown, that I'll spend it with Jesus. All right now. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. So, on today, before we get into heaven or hell, the choice is yours, we want to come together in prayer and talk to the Lord on this afternoon. What is it that you have on your mind that hurt, or whatever that situation is in your life, and you need God to work it out for you, and you need that closer walk with him on today? I want you to bring your minds in and get your mind on Jesus. Get your mind on Jesus. Bring it on in. Come on in as you listen. Come on in and bring your mind in. And I am going to touch and agree with you for your deliverance, for your healing on today. So bring your mind in and let's talk to the Lord. Let's talk to him. Excuse me. He said we could call him up and we can tell him what we want. Yes, yes. So I want you to come on and let's call him up together. Tell God what you want. He said where there's two or three gathered in his name, that he would be in the midst of us. And then he says over in Mark 11 and 23, he says that when we pray, he said, whosoever, when we pray believing that we receive what we're asking God for. And he said he would do it. He would do it. So that's 11, that's Mark 11 and 24. So we want to believe God for whatever it is. While we're yet in prayer, I want you to believe it. Believe that God is working it out as we talk to him. Because we're calling him up on his phone. Prayer is the only phone, that we have to communicate with God. So we're going to call him up. We're going to dial that number, P-R-A-Y-E-R. We're dialing the number, and we're not worried about getting it. But when the phone, when he answers, it's going to be Jesus on the line. So are you ready? All right. Mother Cooper used to say, ready! So are we ready? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We're ready to go into prayer with the Lord on this afternoon. Most gracious Father, on today, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are. Thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your love, for your mercy, and God, for your grace. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you, God. Nobody can do us like you can, God. In the name of Jesus, and we want to thank you, Lord Jesus. We magnify you, God, and we glory in you, and we thank you for it. Nobody can do us like you can, God. We come asking that you would forgive us, God, of all of our sins and our transgression. Everything, God, that we've done, that we've said, that we've thought, the way that we've acted, Lord, that has been displeasing to you. Please forgive us today, and we thank you for it right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for favor, God, favor, your favor, Lord. Thank you for your favor in our lives, oh God. In the name, I am the most of favor with you, God. Your favor, God, in the name of Jesus, that goes out before us, that's going out before us right now, God, making crooked ways straight, Lord. And we thank you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, and as we come before you, God, you said if we would lift you up, God, you would draw, Lord, all men unto you, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're lifting you up, God, and we thank you for you. Thank you for your anointing today, God, in the name of Jesus. Your anointing, it breaks yokes, oh God. You are a yoke-breaking God, and we thank you for that, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we magnify you, God, as we stand on your mighty word on today, God, in the name of Jesus, for there is life and health in your word, God, according to Proverbs 4:20-22, God, in the name of Jesus, and we're taking our dose. We're taking our dose of the word, Lord. Thank you for the prescription today, God. Thank you for that prescription today, God. Prescription in your word, God. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. From the top of our heads, oh God, to the soles of our feet, we are healed in the name of Jesus. For you were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes, Lord, we are healed. Mind, soul, and body. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead your blood today, God, against everything, God, that's not like you, God, against depression, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that we're not whole today, God, in you, Father, we plead your blood. We plead your blood, God, in the name of Jesus, in our homes, oh God, over our children, God. We plead your blood, God, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit, oh God, that's not like you, God, we plead your blood, God, in the name of Jesus. Every hit, God, that the enemy has set up for us, God, we plead your blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We plead your blood today, God. Go into the hospitals, God, the nursing homes, oh God, our homes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and destroy that spirit of the enemy, God. Destroy. We speak to it. We cancel it, God. The assignment that the enemy has set up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your blood, God, today, it covers it, God, in the name of Jesus. Rebuke you in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We magnify you for prayer. For prayer, for the desire, for the heart, God, to pray, to call on your mighty name. Our help today, God. Our help today, God. Help us to come back to praying, oh God. Let a revival, oh God, break out of prayer service, prayer meetings. Let them break out, God, and that we talk to you, God, in the name of Jesus. You asked the disciples, God, could they not pray for an hour? Could they not watch for an hour? And you tell us to watch and pray. Help us out today, God. Look on that backslider right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that's listening in, that hears these words, the anointed word of God, and draw him back to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Remind him of how good you are, God. That taste, put that taste back in his mouth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Taste for your word. Let him hunger for your word, God. Thirst for your word, God, in the name of Jesus. That he come running back to you, Lord. Come running back to you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now. And that man, that woman, that boy, and that girl, Lord, that don't know you, in the pardoning of their sins, oh God, send this broadcast out, Lord, out all over the world, God. Send it out, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Send it out, God. Send it out, God, that others may hear, God, in the name of Jesus. Send that witness. Send that person to them, God, and let them tell about your goodness, that they come running and wanting to taste. Tell me more. Tell me more about Jesus. Tell me more. Tell me more about Jesus. And we thank you. Thank you for the broadcast. Thank you for the desire, Lord Jesus, that I have to praise, to worship you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in spirit and in truth, oh God. Thank you for your word that continues to heal, continues to deliver, God, and continues to set free. Look on your churches today, God, everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus, your elders, your ministers, your bishops, oh God, the missionaries, God, all belong to you, God, in the name of Jesus. You're in charge, God. You're in charge, God. It's what you say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we magnify you on today, Lord. And you said, God, in your word, if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you, God, that you, Lord, that you would direct us. And we thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. In your most holy name we pray. This is our prayer on today, God. And we thank you. Hallelujah. November the 1st, we thank you for Ayanarosa. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for it right now. In Jesus' holy name. Thank you, God. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for prayer on today. Thank God that he's a prayer answering God in the name of Jesus. He know how. He know when. He know how much. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to bring into our lives. Oh, God, thank you today. Thank you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And if you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website, to www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your prayer request there. Or you can leave it at my email address, mgreen60818@yahoo.in. And if you need a motivational encourager to come to your event and praise God with you and tell of his goodness, oh, thank you, Lord. You can go to my email or you can do it on my website. And while you're on my website, check out the books that the Lord has given me on today. Yes, check them out. And if you would like to join us in prayer, we have a prayer conference line, and we do prayer every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7:15 to 7:30, and we are having a good time in prayer, in prayer. So if you need prayer, want to pray with us, come on, join us on the prayer line at 515-739-1237, and the code is 634-812. And you can join us there and have a good time with us on the prayer line. I am enjoying the Lord. I'm enjoying the Lord. And I sure do thank him. I thank the Lord. Because there was a time that I didn't. There was a time I didn't know how. Oh, but praise God. Praise God that I am enjoying my journey in the Lord. All right, then. All right. Our topic on today is heaven or hell. The choice is yours. And the choice is really ours. Heaven or hell is our choice. God don't send anybody to hell. Nobody wants to go to hell. Can I get a hand raised out there? Does anybody want to go to hell? I know I certainly don't. And nobody, so God don't send anybody. And don't think that you're going to barely slide in to heaven. Because Jesus is going to be at the door. Oh, so you're not going to be able to slide in. You can't buy your way in. Mm-mm. You can't even work good enough to get in. Oh, it's going to be Jesus. He's going to have that last and that final word about getting into heaven. Heaven or hell, the choice is yours. Heaven is a holy place, and only the righteous shall go there. According to Isaiah 5:14, therefore hell has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. Satan, his imps, and all those that worship him and do according to Galatians 5:19. By the way, if you would like to call in and share in this topic on today or give your testimony, you can do that at 646-787-8424. And for the next 5 minutes, I am live and in living color. All right, then. All right. So, if you're doing these things in Galatians 5:19, the acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality. Oh, don't we hear about that? All of the sexual different things that are going on. Oh my God, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy. You mean I can't be jealous? No, you can't, only God. He that made us, he's jealous that we have no other gods before us. Fits of rage. We can't have fits of rage. No, you sure can't. Selfish. Ambition. Dissension. Factions. And envy. Drunkenness. Orgies. And the like. I want you, as I did before, that those who I warn you, sorry about that. I warn you. So he's warning us. He said, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. heaven or hell, the choice is yours. And these are just a few of the things that if we are doing these things, living this way, then we're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Now, I didn't say this. The Bible says this, that we won't inherit the kingdom of God. And it's going to be hell. So it won't be heaven. But heaven or hell, the choice is yours. You have the choice. You can't say God sent me to hell. No, he didn't. And you need to stop telling that lie. You're the one that's sending you to hell. The way that you live your life, God has given us specific instructions on how to live this life. Jesus came the first time to make it possible to have a relationship with God again. You remember in the garden, Adam and Eve in the garden, by eating the forbidden fruit, disobeying God, causing a disconnect with God and man. Jesus is coming again, but this time he's coming with his reward in his hand for all of those who have repented and received the Holy Spirit in their lives and have and is obeying God. This is what he's coming for this time. Now, he's given you and given me plenty of time, plenty of time. How old are you? How old are you? And you're yet living a life of discord with the Lord, not obeying him. How old are you? How long you been in church? And you're yet not obeying God. What's the wrong? What's the matter, Zion? Heaven or hell? The choice is yours. So I say, walk by the Spirit. This is just a little hint, hint. Walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. But walk in the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. No law against these things. Practice makes perfect. It makes us the Spirit, having the Spirit of the Lord. When we receive the Holy Ghost, we receive the Spirit of the Lord. And so we need to walk in it and get in the Word and learn more about him. Heaven or hell, the choice is yours. The choice is yours. Let me encourage you. While the blood is still running warm in your veins, as Isaiah 55 and 6 says, seek you the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Isaiah 45 and 22 says, turn to me and be saved, all of the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. You know, the 10 virgins, 5 were foolish and 5 were wise, over in Matthew, the 25th chapter. You might want to check that out. The 5 foolish, they didn't carry enough oil. They didn't keep enough oil in their vessels, in their lamps. And so they had to go back and get more oil. You don't want to be living in a go-back stage, in a stage. But you want to keep your fresh anointing in your life so that when the bridegroom knocks on the door, you're going to be ready. All right, so heaven or hell, the choice is yours. Until the next time, this is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying, you choose. Be wise in your choosing. Bye-bye.